everyone. Welcome to the Pockets of Hope podcast. I am your host, Molina Pierre, and I'm so happy to be recording today. It always gives me joy to bring forth, you know, a message of hope, a message of salvation to your hearing, you know, and sometimes I don't feel like I have it set, like I know exactly what to say, you know, but I just know that what's in me, my motive, my intention behind it is always pure. It's always for the betterment of someone, to encourage somebody, to build you up, to inspire you, and to inspire myself, to encourage myself. Most of the times when I'm sharing, it's like I'm kind of like reiterating what I would have read, whatever revelation I received from the Word of God, so I could hear it myself too, and so I could, you know, encourage myself as I encourage others. And that's literally our journey. That's what it is when we're walking with God as human beings, as people. We literally just we always looking for encouragement. And sometimes in life, we have to encourage ourselves. So I hope this message today will be a blessing to you. You know, we're in the Yuletide season. You know, we're in that Christmas spirit. I love Christmas. I love the celebration. I love the whole holiday thing. I give God thanks and praise that I don't feel pressure to overdo, even as a mother, even as a wife, you know, sister, and I have a lot of family members. You know, I know, and I'm like a big sister somewhat. I'm a middle child, but I'm like a big sister still. So, you know, there's always that urge, I guess, to make sure everyone's okay, have all the gifts, and want to be that person that's hosting everyone and all that good stuff. But I'm free from that. I'm cured from that type of pressure, because it could make you anxious. You could be stressed out over the holidays, but I am free. I am free. And I pray for that for you too, that you would be free, especially my ladies, those who have, who a lot of people really look up to you or look to you for certain things. Like, you know, we got to come to your house and we got to do XYZ with you, or you got to be the ones that huddle everybody up and get things rolling. There's always that person in their family, their circle of friends, even on the job. Some people are like the big organizers that get the Christmas parties going and all these different things. So, you know, it could be very stressful. So I'm praying for peace for those persons. Especially I'm praying that God will show you how to do it, or just release yourself from it. Delegate, get everybody else involved so you could truly enjoy the holidays with your family, and focus on the meaning. You know, keep it God-centered, keep it Christ-centered, and it will save you a lot. It will save you a lot of money. It will save you a lot of time and a lot of energy. You could focus and prioritize teaching your children and your family the true meaning of Christmas, the true message, the true messages behind that holidays. You know, I don't get too caught up in the history of those things. They exist, and you just have to walk through life picking, almost, you know, be circumspectly, walk circumspectly before me. And that's all you could do. That's the word. Don't get too deep with people and all their, you know, arguments day in and day out about what is right, what is wrong. You know what your convictions are. You know who God is to you. And, you know, so study the Word of God to show yourself approved. That's my word on it. You know, spend time with your family. Focus on the Word of God and just the true meaning, what we celebrate, and really, and of course, give the kiddies their gifts and all that good stuff. They get excited about stuff like that. They have, you know, Christmas spirit and all that good stuff. Oh man. But this message of hope today, I just really want to encourage someone, because along with the Christmas spirit, there's also, and the Christmas season in general, in all of this stuff that we, the holidays, we're also nearing the end of the year, and we're about to enter a new year, and a lot can change in the next several days that we have left in the year. And I know for some of us, you know, you may be looking like, oh my God, it feels like it's February. For some people, we're not even over what happened during the summer. You know, we're still trying to process fall, or some people still trying to process springtime. You know, and some people might already be anxious and ready for 2023. But either way, I do believe that this is a reflective season for so many. And it's good to be to reflect. I've been reflecting on my life, on the year 2022, and God is still working. And so I just want you to, I want to encourage you to, even in your reflection, take time to learn about God and his character. So today I don't have a specific scripture verse, but I do want to encourage you to start reading your Bible more thoroughly. If you want to build relationship with God and you want to have that faith that will take you into the new year, that will help you. The best way to have faith, you can't have faith in somebody that you don't know. You can't trust someone that you don't know. You can't believe the words of someone that you don't even hear their voice. You don't know what they're saying. And the word of God, hallelujah, is alive. It's the living word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. And that, so that living word is still here. It's still alive. It's still working, and God is still speaking through it. And I know that a lot of us, we pray. I'm a prayer. I love to pray. But I feel like some of the ways that my prayers are more effective when I know exactly how to pray. And truthfully, you know, of course you come to God as how you are, whatever level you're at. But when you put in the work to get to know God, you get to say not necessarily the right things to him, but you get to say certain things that resonate with him. And the things that resonate with him are his words. You know, they don't return to him void. He spoke them. They won't be lies. They won't be pretty up prayers that you pray. They are truth. Even when you're not sure about something, if you can pray the word of God to his hearing, you know, he knows his word. So it's important to know the word of God, even for prayer. And I'm saying that because I think about just when you're having a conversation with someone, you know, you'll be like, well, you said X, Y, Z. So are you pulling out of it? You know, or I remember when you said this, this, and the next thing. And that person then is excited. They get to engage with you. And so that's how it is with God. It becomes an engagement when you know God's words. And so I'm really, really encouraging you guys and ladies, my listeners, I'm encouraging you to truly, truly take time. Don't wait until the new year to start Genesis and all of that, but really meditate on the word of God. You can start from anywhere. I just restarted again. So I started Genesis last week, just Genesis 1:1. Now, I know the creation story. I've heard it from so many different types of speakers, you know, the real teacher people, and then the preacher ones. And I've heard these stories, and then Sunday school teachers. So I've heard of the creation story in so many different ways. But I read it over and I got new revelation from it. I got to see God's character, his workmanship, and, you know, to see how he was when he was, you know, alone in the void. And the power. I got to really embrace the power of God's words when he said, let there be light, and there was light. I was stuck on that, the Genesis 1 verse 1 and 2 for at least 2 days, like just stuck on it and just thinking about it, like, wow, he just said it and it was so, you know. And you get to see the fullness of God in that first chapter of the book. You get to see him at work and his craftsmanship. His word is so detailed. Hallelujah. His word is, there's so much detail in his word, because when he speaks and he brought things up and things came up from the sound of his voice, they came up complete. Hallelujah. The word of God was spoken and things came up complete and filled with itself. It came as a whole. He didn't have to come back and go back to the drawing board, like, okay, you know, this tree didn't have any seeds, so we're gonna have to recall this tree. Okay, this tree, you could go back down, let me try it again and rebuild it, you know, regrow it. However, you know, he said it and then he saw it was good, and it was good because God saw that it was good, you know. And every tree after it, with seed after its own kind, fruits that had seed that would reproduce. So I mean, it's just so amazing. So you get to see who God was, or who God is and will always be. You get to see, you know, a little bit. And if you ask for more understanding, maybe you will even understand. Maybe you'll see something that I missed out. Maybe you would see motive. Maybe you would see what was his desire. Why did he do it? You know, why did he choose to create us? And all these different things. And I'm sure as I continue to read, I'm going to discover more. But don't be afraid to meditate on the word of God, you know, to ask, the ponder different questions and seek the word for these answers. That's how you build relationship. That's how you get to know the man called Jesus. You get to know our holy heavenly Father, the creator of this universe. And I started to think about the writers and all, you know, I'm like, Moses, man, I love your perspective on this. And I'm sure different writers have different perspectives on different things that happen in the Bible. So that's my word for you today, to seek the face of God by going into his word, even before the end of the year, before you start to make your plans. Because, you know, we're going into, you know, the new year. We're going into the new year. And I know many people have already begun writing their goals, their plans. And, you know, some people probably in a depressive state, like they did not accomplish a single goal, you know, the weight loss goals, the, I don't know, the healthy eating goals, you know, whatever it was that you planned for that didn't happen, or the thing, or some people just ticking off, I did X, Y, Z, and I exceeded my expectations for my accomplishments. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, but I want to encourage us, even as we step into it, get to know the Father who is behind it all. So whether you are in a position of, you know, disappointment for what was not accomplished, what was not done, or you're in a position of excitement for what has happened and what you're looking forward to, and you might be like, will I be as accomplished? Will I be able to do as much next year as I did this year? Will the same doors open? Will more doors open? You know, there's so many questions to ponder. But my word to you is, you don't have to ponder these things alone. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to do it alone. And you get to see the greatest designer, the greatest creator at work. You get to see God. He is, you know, he is thorough in his doings. he is thorough in his in everything that he's doing. And I wouldn't want to have anybody else helping and leading me into my future, into my everyday life, if not for the great King of Kings and Lord of Lords, if not for the great I Am, the great Creator. He can give us insight into our future, into our day-to-day living, and how to do things just by us going into the Word of God and just seeing how He, going into the Bible and seeing how God works, you know. And so I just really encourage you all, and I thank you all for tuning in. I encourage you to share the podcast with your friends, you know, and family. I'm trying to keep it short and sweet, and it's everywhere. It's on YouTube and Spotify and Anchor and Amazon, Google Podcasts. It's everywhere, you know, all these different spots wherever podcasts are heard. So I'm excited about the more that God is going to do. And if God can speak a word and things be in full completion, think about the words that He's spoken of you, that He's already put in place. And don't get me started on when He took His time to create humans. That's for a different podcast, you know. So, you know, there's so much care and tenderness and attention that went into our design. So we're definitely, He was even more intentional about us. And so once you know that, you go with that confidence in Christ, there's no failing. There's no heartbreak. There's just peace. There is peace because we know where our hope lies. We know who, in who we trust. We know that it's God that's in control, point blank. So God bless you. God keep you. Until next time.